Security in IoT is critical. It's very similar to what it used to be for IT, and we'll talk about that with our friends from Trend Micro today on the IoT show. Hey everyone, this is the IoT show. I'm Olivier, your host. We will be talking about security. I have Richard Koo with me. Hey Richard, how you doing?
Good.
So Richard, who are you and what are you doing?
Well, again, my name is Richard Koo, and I'm with a company called Trend Micro. As you know, we have been doing, you know, information security technology for many, many years. So that's who we are, and I'm based in Southern California.
Awesome. It's sunny here as well in Seattle. Well, not today,
but
yeah, we get some sun here as well. So Richard, I wanted to have you on the show. We're talking about Internet of Things here. You've been in the world of IT security for a long time.
Yeah.
And I was curious to have your insights into, beyond the fact that Trend Micro is a partner helping customers implementing security in their systems, including IoT solutions, I wanted to have your perspective on how do you approach security? What is it you recommend customers to implement, what to pay attention to, especially when it comes to that new world of IoT, digital transformation helping now the mix of OT and IT world. So what is your perspective? How do you approach security, and can you share that with our audience?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, right, Trend Micro as a company, right, we have been around for 30 years, and over the last 3 years, we have been focused on traditional IT security, right? But I think for many enterprise customers, right, that's what we have been doing, focusing on protecting that environment. But over the last, I would say, several years, right, we start to see a convergence of the IT-OT environment, right, together, right? And, you know, and over the last couple of years, we are now starting to build and develop security solution, right, to secure the customer on the OT environment, right? Like 30 years ago, I think IT security used to be more of an afterthought. Right,
okay.
You know, for many organizations. But I think as people going through this digital transformation, we start to see company and, you know, and the network start to basically expand, and then now there's different attack vectors and the attack surface for the, you know, the adversary. And so, you know, now we are basically creating solution to help secure that kind of environment, especially on the OT side, because of this digital transformation. Right?
But is it, so how different from your perspective is it to do traditional security in the IT world to doing security today with OT coming into play? What are the key differences? How does the customer need to approach that new era?
I think from a security perspective, it's all about, you know, people, technology, and process and stuff like that, right? And so, you know, if you look at, you know, from a security on the traditional IT side, like, you know, for example, you know, anti-malware, IPS capabilities, or, you know, vulnerability patching and stuff like that, the technology itself is not very different, right?
Okay.
You know, you're gonna, the threat will be very similar, and the technology will be very similar. The difference is that you need to make sure that the product or the technology you created need to work on the OT side, right? Because, for example, I have visited many customers, and what I see is that they are trying to use a vulnerability scanner on the traditional IT environment, right? Mm-hmm. And that does not necessarily work on the OT side, right? So because of the different protocol, the different operating system that on the OT side and the complexity, right, those products have to be developed in such a way adapt to that kind of environment, right? So that's the biggest challenge. The other thing I think is that 30 years ago, and just like on the OT side, right, today, people always look at security as a, you know, as afterthought today on the OT side, right?
Yeah.
And that's the biggest challenge. It is to educate, you know, our customer and our partners on how to think about security as part of their development cycle, right? And make sure that they understand that secure code or, you know, implement security policies and educate the users and implement the right product into the OT environment is some of the critical thing they have to look at.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, so at the end of the day, it's not that different, but you need to pay attention to these specific things. You were mentioning the protocols, the type of devices.
That's correct.
We are talking about devices that might look like PCs, but not really, right? Like ATM machines,
right,
or things like that sometimes.
Yes. Well, even like, for example, in the office, you have like a copy machine, right? Now it's basically IP based, and it's, interconnected to your networks, mm-hmm. and that can be a potential threat vector, you know, for the bad guys. Yeah.
So, and what are the risks? Because we're talking about security as in like, hey, like you need to implement security that way or that way. What are the risks actually that you get your, maybe an ATM is an obvious one that, yes, it's risky because it touches on money, but let's say I have a thermostat at home, you know, it gets hacked. What is the risk behind that?
Well, you know, when you look at some of these, you know, IoT device or industrial IoT device, right? Because they're typically, they need an IP base, right? And, you know, they have an IP address. Mm-hmm. And the risk of that is that people or the bad guy could basically compromise those devices, and from there they can get access to your networks, right? And then mm-hmm. from there, they can potentially, you know, install some ransomware, right? Or, you know, install some backdoor, and basically they can exfiltrate your data, you know, from your, you know, server and back to the adversaries, you know, site,
okay,
right? And
okay.
So there are different type of risks. You know, for example, you know, this particular diagram that I you know, has shown, mm-hmm. you know, which talk about the different risks, right, across the IT, OT environment. You know, for example, here, we talk about the business risk, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
for organization, you know, from a financial perspective or from, you know, damaging in terms of the reputation of the company, mm-hmm. right? And then, of course, that's at the business level, but at the, you know, platform level, right, you have a different type of risk where the adversary could potentially, you know, basically compromise the platform, mm-hmm. right, and be able to exfiltrate data from there. And even at the device level, right, where, you know, many of these devices are not well, you know, secure, right,
yeah,
and
yeah.
some of the time are default password. And, you know, people can actually
you
compromise
like
the system.
As a password, yes.
Exactly. Yeah. And so there are a lot of risks, you know, when it comes to, you know, the device level or at the platform level, or even at the
yeah.
business level, right? And even like a traditional threat today, right? You know, mm-hmm. we talk about ransomware mm-hmm. or, you know, some of the, you know, APT, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, most customer doesn't think that this yeah. kind of threat will affect, mm-hmm. right, the OT environment. But it can happen, right? And
yeah.
we see that, you know, in many of the examples, the last,
yes.
you know, I think in a couple, you know, I say years, where we see yeah. that kind of attack.
I think in the industrial IoT world, some customers understand when you talk to them about, you know, damaging a you know, a production chain or something like that, or downtime on these chains is like millions of dollars an hour immediately.
Right.
And so they actually do understand the impact.
Yes.
If a device, you know, gets compromised and start not working as expected.
Yeah. Because traditionally on the IT side, we, you know, people worry about, okay, you know, is my data is going to be compromised, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, maybe I got, and people might sell my data, you know, into the dark web,
mm-hmm.
right? But, you know, the damage, or, you know, on the OT side is much more critical, right? You know, if you have somebody compromise your, let's say, you know, factory plant or mm-hmm. you know, factory floor, right? You know, that could stop their whole operation, and that could be months and, you know, weeks, you know, of, you know, production
yeah.
downtime, and that could cost millions of dollars, right? Or if somebody tried to compromise, let's say, a SCADA system or HMI machine,
mm-hmm.
right? And they could make configuration change, right, to the, you know, to the application,
yep, yep.
and that can impact the, you know, production line. Or if you are manufacturing, it's a, you know, telling a robot to
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
do some kind of manufacture, right? A small chain that can really affect the safety of the component that is you know, developing, right? So
cool. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's a good you know, overview of what I like your perspective of that. Hey, I've been in security for IT for a long time. Same principles apply. New types of risks, new types of attack vectors and surfaces, but same principles. Like be careful, be safe.
Right.
Yeah, that's great. It's awesome. Thanks a lot. If you want to get help from partners, we have a bunch of partners, right, that can help our customers getting into that digital transformation journey and make sure that they implement things right from the get-go. Security should not be an afterthought, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, Richard.
Thank
nice
you.
To have you.
Appreciate it.